Okay, Be'ez Hashem, continuing on in the halachos of Hatmana. So we had discussed almost all the practical situations of Hatmana, but let's make sure we're rooted in Sif Ches, and then we'll discuss the halachos of Krakpats. So let's take a look at Sif Ches once again. Mechaber says, "Afal bishemuta lahashos k'teira gabi kira sheish b'gacholim al piadrochem shenizbaru bereishon gimel." Even though shehiyah is permissible if you put it down on a blech, imu bechusa bebegadim. But if you have a pot that's covered with garments, afal bishah begadim einu mosifim hevel machmas atzman. You call mako machmas isha tachteim mosif hevel. But if the eish underneath adds hevel to, in other words, here will even be a hot plate, adds heat to the garments, then usur, then it's going to be usur. So bottom line is that even though you're allowed to put blankets on a pot before Shabbos, if, however, you're putting those blankets on top of the pot in order to preserve the heat that's coming up from the hot plate, so then in such a case, it's going to be usur. Now here, the Mechaber then gives us an important heter. He says as follows, V'im nasan, skip down three lines. This we might not have learned last time together. Rabbi Yamin, if you remember, let me know if we did this or not. V'im nasan ala k'deira kli rochav, she'enin ogeh b'tzidei ha'k'deira. If, however, you don't cover, I'm going to use the board with my finger, it's okay. Here's the pot, okay, right here. This tuff is the pot. Sitting on top. And instead of putting the blankets all around, but rather what you do is you put something on top of the pot, and the blankets are hanging over, and one edge of the blanket is where this chaf is. It's not against the pot. And another one is where the mem is, and it's not against the pot. So then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. V'im nasan al akter kli rachav she'en nogeh b'tzidei akter, v'im nasan begadim al osa kli rachav mutter, v'kivan she'en ha begadim nesunin ela al osa kli rachav she'en nogeh b'tzidei akter, ein kanat mana. Since the begadim are not sitting on the kli rachav, they're not touching the tzidei akter, that's not called hatmana. Ooh, this is very important halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, it's not going to be called hatmana if the dover hamatmin doesn't encase the kedera by touching it. If it doesn't touch it, it's going to be mutter. So this is a good eitza. It's a good eitza that if you want, here, do you mind passing the cups? And this will be able, no, it's fine. It's all right, it's okay. Take no, don't worry. As long as it's not the measles, we're fine. So let's say you have a dover hamatmin on top. So then in such a case, if you put it draped down the sides and there's space between the two, the halacha is that's going to be mutter. That's going to be fine. Beautiful. So that's an important heter that one could use. Ah, so that brings us already to the halacha l'mais in regards to crackpots. It brings us to crackpots in terms of halacha l'maisa. Because the question is that crackpots, if you set up before Shabbos, l'chura, that should qualify as a dover hamosif hevel. And the crackpot is not very different than these two cups. One pot is sitting inside of the other. So l'chura, the crackpot should be a problem with hatmana. Well, is it permissible to use a crock pot and set up a crock pot before Shabbos? Oh, okay. So here, l'chura the crock pot at first glance should be awesome. But there is a Ramah. Let's take a look at the Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. The Mechaber himself made reference to it. And the Ramah says four lines from the bottom on page 42. V'yesh omrim, da'afilu imakdera omedes al gabi eish mamish. Some say, even if the kedera is standing on top of the fire, kol zman shehi megula lemalo, Any time that it is Megula, it's revealed. In other words, there isn't Hatmana on tap. Lo Mikri Hatmani, that doesn't qualify as Hatmana. Vishari, and it's permissible, V'chein HaMinik. So we have a massive machlokus between the Mechaber and the Rambam. When did we say that the halacha is that it's going to be usur any time you have part of the blanket surrounding the pot and it has to be separated from it? That's only according to the Mechaber. But according to the Rama, as long as the top is revealed, it's not called Hatmana. Why? Because Hatmana, according to Rama, is only when you entirely insulate it. So first of all, halacha l'maisa, before we get to the crock pots, for Ashkenazim, it's a little different than we insinuated when we read the words of the Mechaber in Reish Nun Zayin Ches. For Ashkenazim, you're allowed to put down a pot on the hot plate and place a blanket on part of it. Here we go. We have the... We won't tell people on the recording what this once was. And you have this. And it was... It's sitting on top of the pot. As long as part of it is revealed, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So far, so good? Oh, gewaldig. According to Ramah, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, now let's go to crockpots. So therefore, you could argue that the crockpot, the top is revealed, it's not covered. A lid is not considered a hatmana. There's no problem of hatmana, of taking a pot and putting it on top of the fire. Keep things simple. That's the bottom halacha. Okay, bottom line halacha. Yeah.
You're putting the pot on the crock pot on. Like, isn't it a problem with the metal getting burned to the bottom?
Oh, so what about the issue of shihia and achzara?
Yeah.
That's a very, very good question. That's an excellent question. We'll see if we have time tonight to get to that question. Let's focus on hatmana. But you're asking a very good question. And before we finish, maybe we remind me, before we go on from Hatmana to Hilchos Bishul, maybe we should come back to that. That's a very good question. Okay, so but let's deal with the Hatmana angle now. However, both Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Eliyashu Zatzal were machmir not to use the crock pot straight up. Some say that you could use it with that heter, but they were machmir not to use it straight up. And the reason that they were machmir is they argued that the whole point of the Ramah, when the Ramah says a partial hatmana is going to be acceptable, the Ramah was talking about a partial hatmana, which is not the normal way to be matmir. If you came home during the week and you saw that your mother was cooking on a hot plate and she had part of the blanket on, you would ask her, why you not put all of it? So that's not the derech hatmana. But if you came home and you saw someone doing hatmana in a crock pot, that's the normal way to do Hatmana. So therefore, Rav Eliyashu and Shlomo Zalman were machmir to use a regular crock pot straight up like that, outside of the good question that was asked, what about Shia and Achzara? That also is going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem of Hatmana. Yeah?
So what would be the counter to that?
So what is the Eitzah? Well, the counter would be, no, the halacha of Hatmana is that it's not called halachically Hatmana, unless it's entire, that would be...
Literally.
Right, exactly. That would... And what would they say? What Shlomo Zalman of Yashu would say, that's not true. The Hatmana is not that it always has to be wrapped entirely according to Rama. Hatmana is a normal way to be matman.
Meaning, so what would they do then?
So what's the Eitzah?
Yeah.
Okay. So here, there were two different Eitzahs. Here, Shlomo Zalman was a little bit more of a machmir than Rav Yashu. By the way, this psak is very dear to Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, because this is the last psak that he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Or maybe the second to last psak. It's the last tshuva that Rav Shlomo Zalman ever wrote, I believe. It's printed in Archo Shabbos Chelik Aleph, in the back of the Sefer, where there was a rumor that Rav Shlomo Zalman had been makel on microwaves. Rav Rubin, who's the Rav in Har Nof, wrote him a letter explaining why he didn't understand this psak. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the rumor was incorrect, that he never said that the pot, the crock pot is mutter. Remzal also told me that Rav Shlomo Zalman was mitzta'er on his psak because he knew that many people wanted to use a crock pot. He was mitzta'er that he couldn't find a heter for it. Anyhow, so Rav Shlomo Zalman's only etza was to put an insert. To put an insert inside of the crock pot, in between the Dover HaMatman and the heat element, and then in such a case, then that's for sure not the normal way to do Hatmana. It'll also solve your problems, possibly of Shehiya as well. Correct. So we'll get back to tinfoil shortly, if we have time tonight. So that was Rav Shlomo Zalman's Eitza. Rav Elyashiv had a different Eitza, which has become famous. Some people ask on it, but every question that they ask, I think, one could answer. And that is that Rav Elyashiv would suggested to put, you don't even need an insert, he's quoted as saying, but putting something on the bottom, in between the crock pot and the regular pot, which raises up the pot, and then it's no longer fitting snugly between the two. And then that would qualify in what we saw in Si'if Ches, where we learned in Si'if Ches that some space in between is going to be mutter. There's a big Talmud Chacham in YU, one of the boys told me, asked, but at the end of the day, it only creates a distance between that and the bottom, but all the sides are wrapped, are closed, and the top, so you have the bottom and the top that are open, but the sides are all closed. So I thought that wasn't a kasha in many of the crockpots. The crockpot that I have, the pot turns in on an angle. And the moment in which you put, let's say, rocks on the bottom to raise it up, then not only is it no longer snug on the bottom, it's no longer snug on the sides, on most of the sides as well. So Leonidas Daiti, this big Talmud Chacham's kasha on Rav Elyashiv's Mahalach does not work. Rav Shlomo Zalman did not like it, because Rav Shlomo Zalman said, at the end of the day, you can't say that these little things on the bottom make it that's not considered hatmana. It's too negligible to say that that's not considered hatmana, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman needed the insert. I'm not so excited about silver foil in between the two. I think it needs to be a stronger insert. And the reason for that is I'm not sure if we mentioned previously, there's a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Shlomo Zalman about whether silver foil serves as, we alluded to this. So I myself instructed my wife to be choshesh that silver foil is a davar matmin. I believe in my heart of hearts that is a davar matmin. There seems to be, I say this with a little bit of trepidation, because there's one tradition that has Rav Shlomo Zalman saying that's not. So there seems to be a little bit of a misunderstanding what Rav Shlomo Zalman held. Davar matmin is the thing that's insulating it. Do we consider it like something that is subject to insulating? Or do you say, no, it's like it's negligible? Or if you don't say it's negligible, there's room to say it's a kedera. It's not that you're doing hatmana on it. So that's an open question. So therefore, lishitasi, that I thought that the silver foil is considered davar matmin, so then you haven't helped yourself. You just put inside another davar matmin, which is fitting snugly against it. Shlomo Zalman didn't suggest silver foil, one layer of silver foil. He suggested a pach, a strong piece of metal. So then in such a case, that would no longer be considered a davar matmin. But something that's normally used for hatmana as well would not be another kedera would not qualify.
Someone yeah. Imitate tinfoil and roll it up into a ball. So
that's what Rav Elyashiv's Eitz is, to roll it up on a ball and to put it on the bottom so the whole thing is raised up.
Yeah.
And then you're right that also it could be that takes care of the problem of Shehiyah as well. Similarly, it could be that it would be enough to rely on Rav Aaron Cutler's position that the ikar is to cover the knobs. So if you cover the knobs with silver foil, maybe there that's enough to rely on in regards to Shehiyah. Okay, Rabosai. Zachinu l'sayim hilchos hatmana, and be'ezer Hashem, we will start hilchos bishul tomorrow night.